Prince Harry was born in 1984, the second son of the then Prince Charles and Princess Diana. So he largely grew up in Kensington Palace, his father's country home in Highgrove, Gloucestershire. He went to Ludgrove School in Berkshire. Later he went to Eton, even though he shouldn't have, well, he didn't pass the test, but they simply let him in anyway. He was reasonably good at sport, not good at anything else. And here's the man who rails against privilege. So he went to Eton the term after I left. And then there's the combined cadet forces in military training. And the best cadet of the year is given the Sword of Honour. That was given to Prince William. And 2 years later, who gets that? Guess what? It's Prince Harry. Now, what are the chances of that? The two brothers should get it. Out of all the 70 or so cadets, he was the best one. Okay, he might have been, but I have a very strong suspicion he was given it because he was a prince. And then went to the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, having taken two gap years. He was always committing violent assaults against photographers for doing their job, which was taking photos of a public figure in a public place. So he's always been a sworn enemy of the press, who blamed for his mother's death. Gotta feel sorry for him. What would it do to you to have the press always speculating that your father's not actually your father? And his parents had the most public divorce of all time. It was very messy. So he did seem to thrive in the army, and the comradeship and the sense of mission really did well for him, calmed him down. But he published that book, Spare, in January this year. It was heavily trailed. It was leaked. The Spanish edition was leaked and translated. And in it, he really has gone spare and absolutely savaged his family. Every insulting and cruel thing he could possibly say, he said. He is the man who demands privacy but violates the privacy of everybody else in his family, always washing the dirty linen in public. It's as disloyal a book as anyone can possibly think. And he is the guy campaigning for better mental health who spares not a thought for the mental health of the rest of the family. Imagine the anguish and the grief he caused his grandfather, Prince Philip, as he lay dying a year and a half earlier. And indeed of the Queen, when she died just a few months before this book was published, of his antics on the media, always bad-mouthing the family, doing everything he possibly could to trash-talk them and bring down the House of Windsor. But that's easy to do from his $12 million mansion in Montecito, California.